Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
In the mid-90s, started a Women and Sport South Africa Association when I was working at the Department of Sports and Recreation. And by then, we didn't have women in high positions. I was an assistant director at the department, and I was the first black woman who was appointed at that level. We saw it being a need for us to appoint more women in government, but also to encourage federations to do the same, but also opening a lot of other opportunities. It was cancelled by the minister who came thereafter. I then formed this Women and Sport Foundation because of, again, there's a need for more women to be given opportunities to participate wherever they want to participate. I have seen how women and sport grew from those days to today, and how women are taking that responsibility for them to participate in sport and make a difference, in such a way that now we are seeing more women participating at the international level and winning.
There is talk now about equal salaries between the male and female sports, not just in football, but across the board in South Africa. What are your thoughts on that going forward?
Every year we have a conference in August where we bring in women and men who are interested on advocacy for women and sport to come and look at issues and challenges that women are facing. And that resolution on equal payments, it was taken long ago by women. And unfortunately, we find our government and also SASCOC not following those issues because of we do send those resolutions to them. But now that it's actually coming more serious, and I'm happy that the president of the country is supporting equal pay, I think that now government will take it from the department and SASCOC will do something about it. We need to make sure that we have policies that define how men and women should be paid, because it's not only about payment. It's about the resources they get. If Bafana Bafana is traveling to a game on business class and Banyana Banyana travels on economy, there's no equality there.
What are some of the campaigns that are going to be done in terms of trying to empower the youth, especially from a grassroots level and from disadvantaged areas who may be very talented in a certain sport but may not have that opportunity?
We run advocacy programs. We run leadership training. Every year, as I said, we do have a conference. We do it on the last weekend of the month of August so that people could come back and actually evaluate whether we need to celebrate women in sport or we need to actually soldier on and fight for more rights. And it will be quite interesting when we meet next month end on how women are going to reflect on your Banyana Banyana performance. And not only that, the first person to get a medal in Commonwealth Games, it was a woman.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.